First Kings, Chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels that bore spices, and very much gold, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she spoke with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon answered her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the seating of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his entryway by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. However, I believed not the words, until I came, and my eyes had seen it, and, behold, the half was not told me, your wisdom and prosperity exceeds the fame which I heard. Happy are your men, happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you, and that hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore he made you king, to execute justice and righteousness. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices a very great quantity, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram, that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great quantities of almugwood, and precious stones. And the king made of the almugwood pillars for the house of the Lord, and for the king's house, harps also and psalteries for singers. There came no such almugwood, nor was seen such unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that he received of the merchantmen, and of the traffic of the spice merchants, and of all the kings of Arabia, and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold went to one large shield. And he made 300 shields of hammered gold, 3 minas of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the best gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was round at the back, and there were arms on either side on the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the arms. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps, there was not the like of it made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold, none were of silver, it was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram, once in 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a set rate year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he stationed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the lowlands, for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt, and Ku, the king's merchants received them from Ku at a price. And a chariot was imported from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so to all the kings of the Hittites, and to the kings of Syria, did they export them by their merchants?